We'll probably start with you, Orla, then, so, if that's okay. Both of you bring your own skill sets to this, I suppose. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm qualified in nutrition, so I brought the nutrition element to it. We just kind of went through all of the aspects about your health and things like that.
Orla, you know, it's one of the areas that if I sort of get a notion of trying to improve things, the nutrition baffles me, you know, because there's so much information out there about what's good for you, when it's good for you, when to take it, when not to take it. Do you try and break that down for us into a more understandable form?
Absolutely. So my health theory, the basis of it is that it's a non-prescriptive. It's not to eat this, do that, and, you know, that will be your goal. The goal of it is to improve your health, and it does that through giving you a specific structure and a framework to follow. So we've broken it down into a lot of different things. So you need to look at, is it your nutrition that needs work? Is it your diet? Are you exercising? Is there ways that you can improve that? Do you sleep well? You know, how many hours of sleep do you get at night? Are you well hydrated? So there's lots of different aspects to your health rather than just the food that you eat. So it's breaking all of those down and keeping track of them and giving you guidelines and helping you record your progress through that. But the main thing is making you aware of the aspect of your health that needs attention.
Okay. Jonathan, I'll bring you in here if you don't mind. Before we talk about, you know, what your contribution, the book is... purposely, of course, set out in four sections. Give me the idea behind that.
Well, I suppose it's like everything. The first thing you have to set off with is a few principles, and that's things like you have to be very clear about your goals and things like that, and you have to commit to it as well, and you have to make sure that the whole thing is practical. So you have to start off with a few basic ideas like that. So then the next section will be the tools that you're going to use. So things that you already know, but they're just kind of, it's good to see them, you know, out in black and white there. Things like, you know, you have to use, you know, common sense and how to find useful information, and then how to gauge how truthful the information is, you know.
Is it sort of, Jonathan, like saying, you know, what works for you? If I do exactly what Jonathan does, it might not necessarily be what's best for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the idea is these are very, very general kind of principles and tools that you start off with that are you know, they're kind of relevant for everybody. And then you go into the actual framework, and then the framework is just a list of topics that you should all consider. But the idea is that as you say, what's good for you may not be good for me. In fact, I was at a thing yesterday, and I was chatting to a surgeon, and I was talking to him about this, and he thinks that possibly the most important part of your health is sleep, and he takes great care about ensuring that he gets 8 hours of good quality sleep every night, or at least he tries. So everyone has their own kind of focus, and, you know, that's the idea, that this is very, very much, it's not prescriptive. So You know, but the important thing is that you consider all the different aspects that can affect your health.
I think too, Orla, it allows people to take control, does it, of how they want to sort of improve their fitness and their well-being. You know, if you have the information, they say knowledge is power, you can sort of better form what you want to do and how it will benefit you, and see in black and white precisely how it will benefit you.
Absolutely. I mean, it makes you become very aware of your health. It makes you become very aware of what you are eating. So if you kind of, you go through the day, and sometimes you can eat unconsciously, you can think that, oh, I actually do drink a lot of water, but when you record it, you've only had 2 glasses per day. So it does, it makes you very, very aware, and makes you more accountable for your health when you can action it as well and give yourself a goal.
Yeah, because part of the book allows space for you to write down what you are and are not doing. And it's a considerable piece of work, over 200 pages. But what I like about it, because I think in this just Twitter world where everything is, you know, information is concise, the information in this book is detailed but concise. And it would appeal to someone like me, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And it just gives you that guideline so that you can kind of, you know, help to improve aspects of your health.
Okay. So, Jonathan, your background is maths then. Did you fall back on that skill set in your work on the book, Jonathan?
Well, I think maths, one of the two things that are very relevant in maths are structure and being concise, you know, things like definitions and stuff. So I think that's pretty much, that was the start of the book, was me kind of thinking about the phrase as part of a healthy lifestyle. We always hear that on radio, TV and newspapers all the time. So I kind of thought, well, what is a healthy lifestyle? So this is where it all kind of started from, and then talking to Orla, and it kind of grew from there. But I think the maths part of things is just that everything has to be exact and concise, so that even though it is 200 pages long, there's only about 12,000 words in it, which is not a lot. When you think about it, and that was very purposeful, because the idea was that, you know, it shouldn't take long to read this book. It should be very, very concise, and it's more about getting through the first three stages, first three sections, and then getting to the fourth section, which is essentially it mirrors the third section, or which is the framework, and then you fill in the fourth section, and that's the most important part of the whole book.
I think the way it's written, you'd be far more inclined to dip back in and out of it, reference certain aspects of it, because you don't have to trawl through a narrative or, you know, pages and pages. Like, if you're interested in, you know, alcohol and mental health, it's there. It's on a page. You know what I mean? You don't have to weed through a certain section of it as such, which that works for some people too. I just think that you've hit on something that will work for a lot of people as well. The book is out now and available. You both must be very proud, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely delighted.
Good to see it in print now, yeah.
Okay, well, listen, it's been a pleasure to speaking to both of you. I'm sure it's going to be a huge success. And thank you so much for taking the call.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. That is Jonathan and Orla McLaughlin, brother and sister, originally from Mobile, at least Orla, now living down in Dublin.